hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, as always. And I've told you this before. I'm going to tell it again to the listeners who are listening new for the first time today. When I became saved, what are you going to say, how I was saved in 1979, I decided right after that that every day was going to be a great day, because when God's on your side, it doesn't make any difference who says anything against you or who stands against you, or it doesn't make any difference, because this is the day the Lord hath made. And see, here's the thing I've learned. I'm 63 years old. It goes by really fast. I mean, I'm fixing to turn 64. In fact, yesterday, just for kicks and giggles, I wanted to see, because last year, I was 62, obviously, I decided to see, I want to see how many times I could curl 100 pounds in the gym, and I did it 8 times relatively easily. And yesterday, I thought, well, let me see what it is now. I'm almost 64. Let me see what I can do. And so I curled it another 8 times yesterday. So I thought, well, that's pretty good for a 63, almost 64-year-old. So I'll wait until I'm 64. I can see what I can do with it. And I sent you guys a little video of it. And you say, why do you do that? I do that for a specific reason. I want you guys to know that I practice what I preach. It's very important that you exercise on a regular basis. It's very important you take your supplements every single day. It's very important you eat clean and stay away from GMOs and fluoride. In fact, more and more articles are coming out on fluoride. And, you know, fluoride was a huge, huge controversy when it was first promoted to be put into the water supply back in 1945, 46. And it was basically discovered in 45 when we, the United States, and our allied troops went into the concentration camps like Dachau, that they were using fluoride as a drug. Remember, it's like the active ingredient, they claimed, in Prozac and also in sarin nerve gas. So it's one of those things that you've got to really be careful with this product. And some things people don't realize this, fluoride causes cancer. It's just a carcinogen. You've got to understand that's been proven repeatedly. Most developed countries do not fluoridate their water, but they'll put fluoride in their salt, or they'll put fluoride, you know, when they do the dental checkups, etc. Fluoride increases hip fractures. Fluoridated countries do not have less tooth decay than non-fluoridated countries. Thought I'd mention that. Fluoridated water affects IQ and neurodevelopmental behavior in children. Fluoride decreases fertility and increases infertility, which is one of the reasons they used it in the concentration camps, because it made the inmates servile and infertile. It is not a natural process with how it's made, and it's not a nutrient. That's really important. It also increases dental fluorosis, and it calcifies the pineal gland, which produces melatonin, which is a very potent antioxidant in the body and helps you to sleep at night. It is not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I just thought I'd say that. It's never been approved as a supplement as safe and effective, because it's poison. It's rat poison. Fluoride is highly poisonous, yet it is added to the public drinking water. And most people are overexposed to fluoride due to the pesticide cryolite, found the consumption of grape products, particularly white grapes, grown in the United States. In addition to that, alum is added into the drinking water with the fluoride, which clarifies the water and makes fluoride much more obtainable for your body to assimilate. And now we know that USDA has organic has allowed fluoride to contaminate organic land. Fluoride is linked to the leading cause of death in cardiovascular disease, as far as increased risks of atherosclerotic plaquing. And most teas at grocery retailers contain toxic levels of fluoride. So it's one of those things you've got to avoid. I know that one of the things that I do on a regular basis, Austin, is like I drink distilled water every day. And I have been doing so for close to 40 years now. And it was crazy because my friends told me, they said, oh, you shouldn't be drinking that. Well, no, fluoride is bad. And distilled water takes everything out. It takes the pesticides. It takes the cryolite. It takes the aluminum out. It takes the barium out. It takes the calcium carbonate out. It takes everything out of the water supply that you drink. Now, if you put like a purple sticker vitamin C back into your water or magnesium brain food, it's no longer distilled water. I want you to understand that, because it's no longer pure. But that's okay. That's the base where you need to start. Because remember, if you don't use a filter, you're going to be a filter. Your kidneys are going to filter it. And so many people are going through dialysis and kidney transplants now because they're not being careful with what they put into their bodies. Very, very important, including Splenda, which causes kidney calcification, and statin drugs, which can destroy kidney function, and also high blood pressure. You got to keep that blood pressure really, really stabilized. Our HGH stimulate really helps people to maintain healthy blood pressure. It really helps to support healthy blood pressure. So I take all these things on a regular basis, and I avoid all of those things also on a regular basis. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, it's great info. And also, too, you know, speaking of, you know, supplements and nutrients, Vitamin C, again, has been shown in another study. Researchers led by Virginia Commonwealth University and published in the October issue of the Journal of American Medical Association suggest that patients with sepsis and septic lung injury have a better chance of survival and recovery more quickly when treated with intravenous vitamin C. Sepsis, which is a body-wide inflammation in response to infection, is the leading cause of death in the U.S. hospitals, which is interesting. Up to 300,000 deaths reported each year just from sepsis, according to the National Institute of General Medical Sciences. Researchers discovered that intravenous vitamin C therapy, where we talk about this so much, and even just high doses of oral vitamin C are incredibly effective. In this situation, though, when you're dealing with something as bad as sepsis, they're using intravenous vitamin C. They found that it reduced the mortality rate in septic patients from 46% to almost 30% in the vitamin C control group at day 28. This therapy could potentially transform the way we care for septic patients, the doctor said, basically, Alpha Barry Fowler, the third MD. They go on to say here, designed to study the effects of vitamin C on organ failure, a common complication of septic that often leads to death, the Citrus Ale trial, which the vitamin C trial showed that patients receiving intravenous vitamin C spent significantly fewer days in an intensive care unit and in the hospital overall. And so when you look as far as so many health benefits of vitamin C, it's incredible to me when you start realizing why they have gone out of their way to make sure that they make it as difficult as possible for people to get intravenous vitamin C. I mean, it cures almost everything. It doesn't cure everything, I should say. It had a massive, massive effect on healthy immune response on the body. So I wanted to bring that article up today, Dad, because we talk about vitamin C a lot, but it's like every time you turn around, there's another article, another research study discussing the aspects of vitamin C. And again, we have here the Virginia Commonwealth University showing yet again how intravenous vitamin C is incredibly effective at getting rid of sepsis.
And viruses, too. It's a phenomenal product. Whenever I try to come down with a cold, which I very rarely ever get now because I keep my nose swabbed out with colloidal silver a couple times a day, it ends up basically knocking out the cold really, really fast. And other things, if you ever get a sore throat, take some astragalus. But now if you're a guy, it's really important. Listen to me. Listen to me, friends. If you're over the age of 50 and you're a guy and you start taking astragalus, you've got to use prostate support with it. It'll start tightening up your prostate, making it a little large at some. So you got to be careful with astragalus. It's a very powerful herb. But if whenever I start getting a little bit of a sore throat or I'm a little bit tired, I feel myself getting a little bit run down, I'll pop three or four astragalus, but I'll take four or five prostate support, which I try to take on a regular basis anyhow, and that mitigates that. And then I don't have that same effect. Really important if you're going to use these herbs that are really, really strong, especially the astragalus. By the way, a lot of this information is on our daily news articles and is on our website. Let me just give you a few of the headlines. This is just for yesterday. Pompeo acknowledges that he was on Trump's call at the center of the probe. Dying young, failing life expectancy in the U.S. Beijing launches new rule. Residents must pass facial recognition test to surf the internet. A national media blackout. Florida daycare worker caught breaking the legs of four different toddlers on the same day. Global markets tank when the Democrats impeach Trump. And all of these articles, I put about 25 to 40 articles out a day. This used to be the same thing I used to send out to my email list that I had, my personal email list. But people were saying, wow, you're overwhelming our emails. We're getting way too many emails from you, and I agreed. So I put them on our website instead. So what enhanced what we've become as a new source aggregator. Now what I've done is I don't have any pro-gay stuff on here. I don't have any pro-abortion stuff on here. So a lot of the big news aggregators like Drudge, they put all kinds of weird stories that you probably shouldn't even read because they're pretty much trashy on here. I don't do that. I just have a really clean storyline on everything that I cover here. In addition to that, there are a lot of alternative show hosts also who have aggregated stories, but sometimes they only put 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 15 stories a day on this. I don't do that. My research, you'll see that when you see yesterday's Wednesdays, I've pretty much reviewed every single article that's listed on here. That's how much time it takes to do a talk show with you guys every day. It takes about 4 to 5 hours to aggregate this. So you can just go to the website, go right to the archives there, to the Daily News Archives articles, click on it, and you get basically it's like a newspaper. It's like all the good news that we're going to send you. I'm not going to send you any pro-trashy Hollywood nonsense. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you really clean, articles. I'm not going to talk about Kim Kardashian's rear end. I'm not going to do that. So all of this stuff is just what you need to hear, what you need to look at. Now you say, well, I don't have time to read those. Don't. Scan through the headlines. You may see two or three you want to read and read them and be done with it. That's how I suggest that you do it, because if you don't have the time to do it, don't be wasting your time trying to watch the evening news or trying to surf the internet to find out what's going on. Just go to the Health Masters news articles and basically take a look at it and realize it's a lot easier to do it that way than it is to try to do it all on your own, since I'm already spending all of this time to do it. Just wanted to cover that with everybody this morning, Austin. By the way, this is another interesting one. Oppose the GMO mosquito trials in Florida and Texas. Now, I want to say something about this. Oxitec is proposing to release genetically modified Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in the United States, Florida, and Texas. Now, we've already seen what happened in South America. They release these little suckers, and they turn into these giant flying insects that don't have any problems with pesticides. And they just kind of fly around. They basically do aerial bombardment. Now, I'm going to say something of human beings. Now, these things have giant proboscis, this Aedes aegypti. A proboscis is like what they stick in you. And they have like when they inject this in you, they have an anesthetizing agent they push in you first. In other words, they land on your skin, they take this proboscis, which is like a hypodermic needle, and they push an anesthetizing agent into your skin so you don't feel them putting their hypodermic needle proboscis into you. And what that allows them to do is suck your blood. Here's the problem with all of this. The last person from which they suck the blood from, that blood is still in their proboscis. It's still in their hypodermic needle. So when they land on you and they put that doggone proboscis into you, they're injecting this stuff into you. Okay. Now, I'm going to come out on the record and I'm going to say this. This is extremely dangerous to do this in trying to change these things from a genetic standpoint. Again, I can pretty much guarantee you the funding for this experiment is being done and created and researched through the same people who took down Building 7. You go, you've got to be kidding me, Ted. They're involved in mosquitoes? Oh, this is a lot more than that. If you really wanted to release a viral plague onto the population, put mosquitoes out that don't die and have them get infected with this viral plague. In other words, get a vat of blood that these guys love to eat, spread it on a piece of paper or a petri dish, on a piece of steel or whatever, and infect this blood with some type of disease. Put these mosquitoes in that blood and then release them into the general population. Did you hear what I just said? Yeah. And now you have pesticides that won't stop these little monsters. They're running around. So everybody's going to be running around with a can of Raid outside, that fogging stuff that you fog the whole neighborhood with and spray it while you have a barbecue. And basically, it's not going to drop them. They're going to look at you and they're going to go, ah, fresh blood. I'm good. That's good. Spray doesn't bother me anymore. And they're going to come in with their aerial bombardment. And they can pass and spread about anything. I'm telling you guys, these guys transmit diseases. And we've known that for centuries. And you look at malaria. They transmit this stuff, and they can be used as a bioweapon. And so when I see things like this, mosquito trials in Florida and Texas, I just say, it's the boys and girls who took down Building 7. It's the same group. It's always the same group. It's the same group. Anytime you have any kind of – this is the chemtrails. It's the guys who spray the chemtrails. It's the same nefarious group, and that's the ones who are basically pushing this now. It's an inversion of God's order. Very, very important we all understand that. Austin, what do you think, and what's your next story?
It really is. I mean, when you start going around and playing with genetically modifying mosquitoes, that's just not a good idea. It's already been an abysmal failure down in South America. I've talked about it in detail. It's not a good idea at all. Now, also, too, in other news, this is something that's very troubling to me, but it actually is starting to spread and shed a little bit of light on the MMR vaccine. You guys have known my stance on the MMR vaccine has been pretty much a no-go. I will not take it. My kids will not get it. But there's also a nefarious reason why the hardcore leftists are trying so hard to push the MMR vaccine on everybody. We always hear about, oh, we have this measles epidemic. 400 people in the entire country out of 330 million have the measles. We have to do a force mandated vaccine of the MMR vaccine. Oh, we have to force mandate it. New York, we got to mandate it. Force mandate it. Can't opt out of it. So we've talked about this for months. It's been ongoing. Well, now I got an article that just came up from a company that's called Corvelva. Now, this is interesting. Now, listen really close to me to this. I'm going to try to keep this as simplistic as possible, but this is going to be an eye-opener. I'm going to post this article up with Dads as well today, so you guys can read through this if you want to. An Italian scientist from an organization called Corvelva last week published results from their testing of the Priorix Tetra vaccine, which is the MMRV vaccine produced and used currently by GlaxoSmithKline. Their reports are showing that DNA resequencing test of this vaccine showed that the MMR vaccine produced from cell line MRC5, which is aborted fetal tissue, had an entire human genome with all the chromosomes of a male individual inside the MMRV vaccination. In the reference, it says the human reference genome was found to be a match by 99.76% reads from vaccine DNA. That means nearly in its all entirety. The human fetal DNA presented in this vaccine is a single entire genome. This means the vaccine contains genome DNA with all the chromosomes of a male individual from an aborted male fetus. The researchers are claiming that the variants of this human genome DNA that were found in the Priorix lot of the MMRV vaccine produced by GlaxoSmithKline have been found in genes directly involved in cancer. In extracts of the document provided by Dr. Thurita Deischer, she said, recently duplications and de novo deletions have been recognized up to 10% of simplex autism spectrum disorders, corroborating environmental triggers and the genetics of autism spectrum disorder. What she's saying is that the genomes in the male DNA from the aborted fetal tissue that's showing up in this MMRV vaccine is also showing up in autism cases. She goes on to say the rubella portion of the MMR vaccine contains human-derived fetal DNA contaminants of 175 nanograms, which is over 10 times the recommended WHO threshold of 10 nanograms per vaccine dose. No other drug on the market has received FDA approval without thorough toxicity profiling except the MMRV vaccine. This was never conducted by the pharmaceutical industry for the DNA contamination and the MMR vaccine. Vaccines produced with human fetal cell lines contain cell debris, contaminating residual human DNA in the host, which cannot be fully eliminated during the downstream purification process of the virus. Moreover, the DNA is not only characterized by its sequence, but also by its epigenetic modification of the host. This decoration is highly species-specific, which is why non-human DNA will be eliminated, while this is not necessarily the case with fetal human DNA. Injecting our children with human fetal DNA contaminants bears the risk of two well-established and guaranteed pathologies, insertional mutagenics and autoimmune disorder. Insertional mutagenics means fetal human DNA incorporates into the child's DNA, causing direct mutations. Gene therapy using small fragment recombinant has demonstrated that as low as 1.9 nanograms of DNA fragments results in the insertion in the genome of the stem cells in 100% of the mice injected. In the autoimmune disease, they show that the fetal human DNA triggers a child's immune system to attack his or her own body. Now, I know that was a lot of stuff that I just said right there, but if you listen closely, but what I just went into detail to, these French scientists with this company, Corvelva, are blatantly saying that this MMRV vaccine has a full DNA chromosome of male individuals in it, and it is essentially causing DNA mutation in every single child that is an injected to, and causing autoimmune disorders in every single child it's injected to by the research that they did on mice. This is insane. The fact that this vaccine is on the market right now, and it is one of the only vaccines, as far as the MMR vaccine in general, is one of the only vaccines ever produced that was never conducted by the pharmaceutical industry as far as restrictions on DNA contamination. 175 nanograms of fetal DNA contaminants in this MMR vaccine, and the WHO, the World Health Organization threshold, says that they can only have 10 nanograms per vaccine dosage, and this vaccine has not been pulled off the market, and I have not heard of anybody talk about this in the mainstream media, obviously, and not really anybody except these independent guys and a few others talk about this in the alternative media. This, guys, is why they want the MMR vaccine subjected on every single child in the United States. It is blatantly saying it is causing insertional DNA mutation in the children that they injected into, Dad. This is insane.
You know, Austin, I make sure that article gets posted on the Health Masters website as far as in a news aggregation. This is really important. And, you know, I tell people this who basically are pregnant. You guys know I always talk about this to everybody. And I say, why do you want to inject human DNA into your child from aborted fetal cells? And they're like, oh, well, that sounds bad, but, you know, it should be safe. Well, no, it's not. Because it can cause epigenetic changes into the next 10th generations. In other words, it's going to rewrite your chromosomes. And what are they rewriting them as? What type of DNA are they using? Is this a DNA that's going to increase the risks of cancer? Is this DNA that's going to increase the risks of kidney failure? Is this DNA that's going to increase the risk of autism? I mean, what kind of DNA are they putting in these kids? I mean, you don't know. That's what happened in Australia last year. They simply put up a billboard. What's in your vaccines? Ah, you're racist. Why am I a racist? You want to know what's in vaccines? You're a bigot. Why am I a bigot? Why am I a racist? Why am I a bigot? Because I want to know what's in vaccines. Oh, you're anti-science. Okay, why am I anti-science when I'm asking what's in it? Well, you're anti-vaccine. Well, no, I just want to know what's in it. You don't know that. See, and this is the amazing thing to me, and you know, and I talked with you about this yesterday, is how people simply don't want to listen when it comes to their own children. And they think, well, it's going to be a headache trying to, you know, get a medical exemption for this. Well, no, the headache is dealing with an autistic child the rest of your life. That's the headache. And I mean that very sincerely, is because it's way beyond being a headache. It becomes a major, major, major thing, which causes a lot of people to get divorced. It causes a lot of these children to be put into basically government institutions because the parents simply can't take care of them when they become adults. You can't go out in public. You can't drive around with them in the car. You got to put helmets on them so they don't bang their heads into the wall. You got to try to restrain them. I mean, this is not what you think it is, having an autistic child. It's a major, major workload. And my hat goes off. I bow in just appreciation to the workers who are willing to do this with their lives that they dedicate to helping children that have these learning disorders like autism. But guys, why are we allowing human DNA from aborted fetal cells? And again, I'm going to ask this question. What's in the DNA? What's it telling us to do? We already know that Simeon 40 was put into the polio vaccine, which caused a massive increase of bone, brain, and breast cancer. This is all part of the eugenics protocol. But you got to ask yourself a question. They're trying to reduce the population of the planet. Under whose authority? Under whose orders? Why are they doing this? The population of the planet needs to maintain some balance, but it doesn't have to have a 90% reduction. This is what they want. I went to the Georgia Guidestones a few months ago, up in Georgia, east side of Atlanta, and I looked at what they did with this Christensen guy who basically, you know, wanted to, you know, post this, you know, and basically say that, you know, this is what we want. We want to maintain 500, you know, million people on the planet in perpetual balance. I mean, who gave him that right to do that? And see, this is the group, again, who's giving us the mosquitoes, who's giving us 9/11, who gave us Building 7, who do all of this stuff. It's the same group that Jesus said were sons of the devil. It's the same group, all the way through, all the way back to ISIS, all the way back into Egypt. You know, it's the same group that let Tony Podesta off the hook for lobbying in the Ukraine while Paul Manafort rots in solitary confinement. Tony Podesta, of course, being the young gentleman, man, weirdo, who likes to drink blood, that involves the soul cooking. You know, the Department of Justice has completed its investigation and declined to bring charges against Tony Podesta, an influential Washington lobbyist and brother of Clinton campaign manager John Podesta. The Podesta Group worked with Paul Manafort, lobbying on behalf of Ukrainian interests in the United States without registering under the Foreign Registration Act, which is a criminal offense. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. And why hasn't Trump pardoned him? I'm going to ask that again. What the heck? Julian Assange isn't pardoned. Manafort's not pardoned. 7.5 years in prison and has been in solitary confinement since earlier this year. Heaven forbid he speak to anybody. Meanwhile, Podesta basically receives a free pass and gets to continue drinking blood and all kinds of weird body fluids and stuff in his soul cooking parties. I mean, oh, that's right. Podesta's controlled by the guys who run the planet who give us these mosquitoes and he says, oh, yes, right. Because they're all into that same sick stuff. Also, pro-abortion mob attempts to burn down a Catholic church in Mexico City and demands an end to the country's ban on abortion. Well, you got to continue to. They want you to continue to be able to worship Moloch and Baal and Asherah with the sacrifice of your young and have freedom of choice to do that. A group of mass pro-abortion feminists, females, I guess, were rioting in the streets of Mexico City and attempted to burn down a Catholic cathedral and government building on Sunday in protest against the country's ban against abortion. Mexico City and Oaxaca already do permit abortion. Some of the mass marchers destroyed shelters at bus stops. That was something that was really productive. They spray painted slogans on public and private property, which now has to be cleaned up and paid for. We'll have graffiti all over those places. And attack police officers, journalists, and bystanders. It's really good to attack bystanders because they're not really doing anything. So it really makes them really want to tie into your cause when you beat them up while they're walking by on a walker in a wheelchair. The police use a largely female contingent that for most part stood down while the feminists wrecked havoc. In other words, they let this Jezebel spirit women group come in and wreak havoc, spray paint and everything as they watched. We're going to watch you deface everything here. We're going to watch you destroy everything. And we're going to have fun with all this. Let's let you do it because it's okay. It kind of ties right together with, in Canada, anti-mob, Antifa mob, intimidate an elderly woman using a walker. She's walking by. They call her Nazi scum. Meanwhile, the ADL adds images opposing Antifa to its hate symbol list, which we covered that the other day. Masked Antifa protesters screamed at an elderly couple and blocked them outside of an event featuring conservative politician Maxine Bernier and Dave Rubin. These are YouTube personalities. Further violence broke out, leading to two arrests. Mohawk College has faced massive campaign to cancel the event. The Anti-Defamation League just recently declared that anti-Antifa images and hate symbols in an attempt to silence and potentially criminalize criticism of these leftist mobs. So what now the ADL has done, remember it used to be the American, the Anti-Jewish Defamation League, that's the ADL, they're now saying that anti-Antifa images are hate symbols. In other words, if you don't like what these communists are doing, and you're basically being a racist. Do you hear what I just said? If you say Antifa's bad because they're trying to beat up old women and men going into conventions and basically spray paint things and they run around with their black masks on and their thugs and their steel pipes, if you don't like that and you put up a meme against them and say, this is no good, Antifa's bad, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist, that's what the ADL says now, because you don't like Antifa. Because you don't want to run up and hug them and love them and kiss them and just say, oh, I love you, Antifa. I tell you what, ADL, why don't you guys go pound salt? I'm so over you guys. This whole rhetoric you have used, you know, racism and anti-Semitism and bigotry. You've used it against anybody you don't like or anybody who doesn't espouse your leftist communist values. That's a fact. That's who you guys are. And you have done that very effectively, especially in the United States and in Europe, to the point now where people are scared to go out and say, I don't like Antifa. Because they basically beat old people up because they're horrible people. They're really mean. You say that now, you're a racist and a bigot and you're a fascist. What the heck is wrong with you people? Why don't you just pay attention? Oh, that's right. I forgot. The same guys that run the ADL are the same guys that like to bring us mosquitoes. Do the math. What do you think, Austin? I know you're there, Austin.
Oh, yeah. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I was laughing. I was trying not to. No, you're right. These GMO mosquitoes, the DNA fragments in these vaccines, this whole rhetoric now. That's why I was giggling, because it's so, if it wasn't true, it'd be almost really funny, but it's just ironically funny how we're seeing this whole transition with the propaganda and more propaganda and more propaganda from the mainstream media now. To now, if you don't basically like a group of individuals that are violent extremist communists that are essentially running around screaming and yelling at old women and, you know, fighting police and just throwing bags of feces and bottles of urine on people, if you don't like it when people do that, then you're essentially a racist bigot. And it's funny just in the aspect of this is what we've talked about for so many years. How this model of good is bad, bad is good, up is down, down is up, this whole inversion of everything is starting to occur right in front of our eyes. And this is why I keep saying over and over and over again, you have to do the best you can to protect and maintain a true, healthy, biblical, Christian, morally based child that you're raising right now. Because I know a lot of our listeners have kids. I have kids. A lot of my friends have kids. And this is one of the biggest things we have to understand, because if you're awake right now, you know, we can do a lot with spreading the truth. We can do a lot with waking people up. We can do a lot with peaceful protesting. We can do a lot with trying to vote as real as these voting elections are anymore. I don't even know, to be honest with you, if they're actually even legitimate. And do everything we can to the last step. One of the biggest things a lot of people are failing to do is properly raise their kids in the way that they need to be raised. The children are being raised by these communist indoctrination camps, and it was specifically set up that way. These globalists knew that if they could control the school systems, if they control what the hearts and minds of the children thought about all the time from 5 until 18, they could completely manipulate and subvert the culture as best as they possibly could, and that's exactly what they're doing now. I mean, we have a point now where we have the Planned Parenthood, the funding of the company that's funded by U.S. taxpayer dollars, they still have not been stopped from getting millions upon millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars every year, have just unveiled the largest mega clinic in Illinois that they built in secret. Yesterday, the abortion clinic revealed the massive facility built in Fairview Heights, Illinois, situated only 13 miles from St. Louis, Missouri, where the state's last remaining abortion clinic is basically being shut down as lawmakers passed a pro-life bill banning abortions after 8 weeks. You guys remember that? Missouri banned all that. So now, 13 miles out of St. Louis, Missouri, in Fairfield Heights, Illinois, they have now built the largest mega clinic, abortion mega clinic in Illinois, completely in secret. The Planned Parenthood built the facility under a shell company over the past year. Since August 2018, Planned Parenthood used a shell company to construct the facility, leaving no public trace that the medical office would become one of the largest abortion clinics in the entire country. In the wake of pro-life bills taking hold across the country, liberals have reportedly been flocking to Illinois for out-of-state abortions, as Illinois is pretty much the most pro-abortion state in the entire country. So this is something you just have to kind of look at sometimes and shake your head. We have a clinic that is funded almost entirely, not completely, but significantly by taxpayer funding, and builds a secret facility under a shell company in Illinois so nobody knows what's happening or what's being built. And then once it's done and they're going to start allowing abortions to start next month in that facility, they release now that this is basically a Planned Parenthood, almost 20,000 square foot abortion facility. This boggles my mind that my taxes fund this type of sadistic filth. It really does bother me. I have to be honest with you with that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I don't like funding with taxpayer dollars, but on the other aspect, you go, you know, well, I like roads without potholes. I like bridges that don't fall down on me. You know, I like having the ability to travel certain areas, you know, in a safe manner. And that's what a lot of stuff is funded by, or at least some of it is funded by, or at least I like to think that's what some of it funds my taxpayer dollars. But then when you see Planned Parenthood and you know that they get hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxpayer funding, and then they go out of their way to build a massive abortion facility through a shell company in secret in Illinois, and then right when it's done, they're basically coming out now and saying, hey, by the way, next month we're going to start allowing abortions in this mega facility. Is this just not absolutely ridiculous, Dad? And why in the world have we not defunded these guys yet, Dad?
You know, Austin, Donald Trump just kind of just has, he has taken some money away from them, but the bulk of it's still there. And the biggest problem with Planned Parenthood is because it's a communist organization based in eugenics. And it's just, it's godless. They actually consider what they do as far as some of the, not all of them, but some of these guys who actually are involved in it, they actually believe that they're doing a service to humanity, and they consider it almost a religious, spiritual type thing when they go in and they basically kill children. They actually get off on it. I'm as sick as that sounds. And, you know, the other day we talked on the show very briefly because I didn't want to talk about it very often because I feel like I need to scrub down in lye soap when I can discuss these lowlifes who do this. But you have people that are performing basically, you know, they're doing recreational abortions. They intentionally get pregnant. They get their hormones to change. And they abort at a certain time, like the third or fourth month. And they do it over and over and over again for the pleasure of it. I mean, these are some sick, I'm trying not to say a bad word here. And these are some sick people. And so, you know, this is what happens. And this is how deep it gets. It all was based in Darwinism to start with. That's how it all started. And then Sanger got involved in it. We have to remember the eugenics program that was used in Germany to eliminate, you know, inferior quote unquote racism according to them, which is ridiculous. Started in the United States in California and was pushed through Margaret Sanger. That's the crazy thing. When Hillary Clinton got the Margaret Sanger Award, her whole thing was getting rid of black people. I mean, she just absolutely hated black people. She's a racist. And she felt they were genetically inferior to other races on the planet and wanted them all dead. And this is why so many of the abortions are still being focused in black areas and still getting rid of black people. I mean, they've a big percentage of the population of blacks have been killed by their own people as far as with abortion. And this is what they want to do. They want to, it's all based in eugenics. And of course, this is all based on Darwinism, which is all based in flawed interpretation of evolution, which didn't happen. And now we know that we were basically created via intelligent design, and this entire genome could not have done what it did by itself in random order. But the scientists still are steeped in Darwinism, and this whole process and thought pattern has gone in and permeated the upper levels of institutions of education, universities and colleges all over the world, including medical schools. I remember I spoke to a medical doctor, and they told me that one of the things they had to do, you know, in their internship was to perform an abortion. And that, you know, this person was a Christian, and they still were required to do that. Now, I don't know if that's still something they're required to do or not. I don't know. This was back 40 years ago. But the thing about it is this is something that they've been doing now and promoting for so long, it's become institutionalized. And again, the sale of fetal tissue, the sale of baby parts, the sale of baby organs is a huge industry. It's 100 million, whatever it is. I don't know the numbers on it, but it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars in industry right now in the United States, including flavoring certain beverages. I mean, this is some sick stuff they're involved in, including now injecting this stuff into children. So we have an organization that likes to send mosquitoes out and take down Building 7, who like to kill babies and sacrifice them to Moloch and release the energy into the unseen realms of our battle, not against flesh and blood, to feed these things, which we've talked about in detail. Now, those of you who just turned in for the first time and you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, just stay tuned. I'll cover that again on another day. I don't want to get into that. It's too weird. But guys, this is what's happening. By the way, that same group who's bringing us the mosquitoes and who basically brought us the eugenics, who brought us the communism, who brought us the Russian Revolution, they're the same group that brought us the IRS in 1913, along with the Federal Reserve Act. And here's a little interesting tidbit on that. Americans spend more on taxes in 2018 than on food, clothing, and healthcare combined. So yes, you can blame those guys for this also. Americans on the average spend more on taxes than they do on basic necessities of food, clothing, health care, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditure Survey. The survey recently published, Table R1 for 2018, lists the average detailed expenditure of what the BLS calls consumer units. They can't make you a person. You have to be a unit, by the way. They've got to dehumanize you. Consumer units, say the BLS, includes families, single persons living alone or sharing a household with others, but who are financially independent. Well, wait a minute. What does that even mean? I guess it means you have your own set of debts, or those two or more persons living together who share major expenses. And what they're saying is that the property taxes and the state taxes and the local taxes and the sales taxes and the federal income taxes, it's unbelievable. So the average American unit spends $9,000 on federal income taxes, $5,000 on Social Security taxes, which the table calls deductions, $2,200 on state and local income taxes, $2,100 on property taxes, and $77 on what the BLS calls other taxes. What the heck? These combined totals are $18,617. So at the same time, the average American consumer unit was paying these taxes. It was spending $7,900 on food, $4,900 on health care, and $1,800 on apparel and services. That's about $14,000. So, guys, the bulk of your spending just to stay alive, I guess, and to not go to jail is to the IRS and taxes, sales tax, property taxes, and estate taxes. And see, this is what happened in 1913. The Federal Reserve Board had to find a way to reduce the ability of the American population to become successful, and they had to institute a scaled income tax. So in other words, if you made $10,000, you paid 10%. You made $100,000, you paid 90%. That way everybody stays at parity. It's all based in communism. It's all based on Bolshevik thinking, Russian Revolution thinking, Rothschild banking cartel thinking to keep the peasants at bay. See, if a peasant becomes really successful at something and they haven't gotten the nod, they really become a problem because they have the ability to start buying airtime, newspaper articles, all that stuff. So you can't let the peasants do that. The peasants have to be maintained in order. In other words, they have to be kept poor in the fields in a feudal system in which they're working for sustenance. Guess what? It just says that. That we're spending more money paying the landowners, the lords, the barons, the people who run the planet, we pay them more money than we can possibly afford and more than we live on as far as food and housing and clothing, etc. Think about that for a second. This is what they did to the peasants in sustenance farming. They'd give them 10 acres or 20 acres to farm, and the man would take everything they made except just enough to feed them. And they're living in mud shacks. They're living in grass roof hats, shacks. They're living in all this. And then yet in London, they've got giant, huge buildings. You know, in Rome, they've got giant, huge buildings. But these guys are living in mud huts and living on the farm. That's the feudal system. Just enough to feed the peasants, just enough to clothe the peasants, just enough so the peasants can stay alive and tax them. And if you watch movies like Rob Roy, or you watch the movie with Mel Gibson, Braveheart, you see the conditions in which the people lived. And then if that wasn't enough, in England, they decided they wanted to basically let the lords have the first night's wedding, having sex with the bride, so they could put their DNA into the population. Yeah, okay, you think that's I'm not making this stuff up. And that caused a major problem. If you watch the movie Braveheart, it talks about what they did over in Scotland and England and what they did. And see, this is the kind of nonsense that these quote-unquote royals did. Now you have to ask yourself a question. Why are they royal? What kind of bloodline do they really have? Are they the benign Nephilim bloodline? Whoa, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about how it allows them to be possessed more easily by entities from other dimensions if they have the right DNA. Oh, yeah, it does that too, doesn't it? Well, maybe that's why they're injecting fetal DNA into our children. Maybe it's going to allow them to be infused with something else more easily. Who knows? All I know is it's the same group that's done all of this stuff. Austin, weird stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm going to run some numbers real quick for you guys because I just did this while I was listening to you. and you were discussing the aspect of what they're doing with this. And this is a sick topic today. I understand that. We're already in it now. We're neck deep in it, so we might as well just address this, because you brought up the aspect of how much money is procured on average from this. And if you pull up the Daily Signal, they show from payments from researchers and customers to procurement businesses for aborted baby parts. And this is just on the average prices for the general aspects. They're saying that in general, the prices anywhere from a child, an aborted child, are around $5,000 upwards of $11,000, depending on aspects of it. They said just in general, the brain's $3,340. Basic fetal tissues, $595. Upper and lower limbs with hands and feet is $890. Baby skull matched to upper and lower limbs is $595. That puts you around $5,500 just on my numbers with that. So if you look at the basic aspect of those numbers, and then you pull up Life News, and it discusses just Planned Parenthood alone, not any other abortion clinics, just Planned Parenthood alone, you see that they're talking about on average here. Give me one second on this. They're basically looking at the fact that there are 321,384 abortions done by the Planned Parenthood every single year. That's on average right now. So about 321,000 abortions just from Planned Parenthood. This is not any other company, just Planned Parenthood. And then you average in the fact that these abortions are averaging per the child, when they sell this aborted baby, on average about $6,600 per child. Now, again, depends on the size. Sometimes they can go up, sometimes they can go down. But just simple mathematics on that, $6,600 per aborted fetus on 330,000 abortions, that's $2.1 billion just off selling the aborted body parts. So Dad's absolutely right. And guys, this is low figures right here. They say it can go up to $11,000 per child, which almost doubles those numbers to almost $4.5 billion just from selling aborted fetal tissues from Planned Parenthood alone. This is a sick sadistic industry, and you wonder why they're doing this, and you see how much money they're making off selling them. Then they're turning around, putting this DNA and this tissue in the vaccines, and then forcing you to inject it into your child, and of course charge you for it via your insurance or you or taxpayer funding. They're charging you to inject you with fetal tissue that they've sold to basically as procurement. It's sick. This is absolutely sick. So when you look at really what they're doing here, this is a huge, huge, multi-billion-dollar industry just in selling the aborted fetuses. And then it starts to make sense why they do not want to stop, why they build an almost 20,000 square foot secret facility under a shell company in Illinois just to make sure they can keep this industry alive and well, Dad. So I just thought I would kind of bring those numbers up as, yes, we're in a massive, massive, multi-billion dollar a year industry just selling the aborted fetal parts, not any other aspect of it.
I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, this is such an absolutely off-color topic for me that I really, to be honest with you guys, I loathe talking about it because it's so I have so much normalcy bias against it. I can't believe that people think this is okay, making billions of dollars a year off selling dead babies. I mean, it sounds like that Alice Cooper movie song, you know, Dead Babies back in the 60s. I mean, it's some sick stuff, man. And the crazy part about this is that they're really doing it. I mean, this isn't something we're making up. This isn't something we're pretending like they're doing. This is something they're doing right now. And Trump's allowing it to be funded. Oh my gosh, I would sign an executive order. I don't care what had to go to the Supreme Court. I would defund this mess. I would not force American Christians to fund Planned Parenthood via tax dollars. And guys, you're paying for this with the $500 million or whatever they're getting every year from the tax dollar base. You're paying for this, every one of you listening right now. And that's why I have a hard time talking about it, Austin, because what are we going to do? What are we going to tell our grandchildren? What happens, guys, if in 20 or 30 years from this country is toast and it's done and our grandchildren are running around and we're saying, let me tell you about what the United States used to be. Let me tell you about the freedom that we had. Let me tell you why it fell apart with the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. Let me tell you why we're under Noahide laws. Let me tell you why you can't talk about Jesus anymore. You lose your head. Let me tell you what it used to be like in the United States of America before they took knees at the NFL for the national anthem, before Katy Perry did video songs like Bon Appetit eating people, and before they practiced witchcraft. Let me tell you what it was like before this. Let me tell you what it was like when we were a godly nation. Let me tell you what it was like before we lost our country and now we're having to hide out in the hills. Let me tell you what it was like. You could get in a car and go freely, unmolested on your way before they came to your homes and started seizing everything and locking everybody up under red flag gun laws. Let me tell you what it was like before all these things happened. Guys, let's not go there. Oh my gosh. You know, and let's stop pretending like Donald Trump is the Messiah. This is just the pits. He's just a man that's deeply, deeply compromised. And he basically is doing the bidding of the New World Order. How can Donald Trump be putting all of these people, all of these New World Order, all these consular and foreign relations people into his cabinet, into his administration, all these Goldman Sachs people, and be trying to drain the swamp? These people are the swamp, and we need to realize that. I mean, look at this. Look at a poll. 8 out of 10 Democratic voters support confiscating AR-15s. 80% of these idiots want you to lose your guns. A poll conducted by The Hill, Harris X, shows Democratic voters are driving force behind confiscating AR-15, espoused by Robert Beto O'Rourke. The poll reported by The Hill shows that these people want a mandatory buyback program, which I'm sure will be pennies on the dollars, for AR-15s and AK-47s. 51% of the independent voters also voiced support for mandatory buybacks, but fewer than 4 in 10 Republican voters were on board. The poll was conducted over September the 20th to 21st across a sample of 1,000 registered voters. Now, let me say something with you. If you think these guys are going to stop with AR-15s and AK-47s, this is a pipe dream. They ain't going to stop with these weapons. They're going to take everything. They're going to take anything with the detachable magazine. They're going to take everything, including pistols. They're going to give you basically a flintlock, you know, left, or maybe a over and under shotgun, you know, or something like that, if they even allow you to keep that. And those will all be fully registered and kept in a locked case, and you may have to keep them downtown locked in the police department so when you go hunting, you can go get them. That's what they want. That way they'll make sure that everybody who's a legal, law-abiding citizen cannot defend themselves, because the criminals aren't going to give up their guns anyhow. I mean, you think about it for a second. They don't want the people that are involved in leftist organizations like Antifa to be subject to red flag gun laws. They've already said that. Wait a minute. I must have misunderstood that, but I'm pretty sure that's what it said, that the people that are involved in leftist communist organizations cannot be subjected to red flag gun laws and have their weapons seized. What the heck? Is everybody in Congress pretty much compromised? I wouldn't say everybody, but I'd say well over 50%. And guys, this is a major, major, major problem that we have in the United States right now, is that people just simply aren't waking up to the truth of what the communists are doing. Let's talk about food allergies. As we were talking about fetal DNA being injected into us, let's talk about all of this stuff, about why do we have so many food allergies right now in the United States? Why do so many children have to run around with EpiPens? I mean, you know, why is this happening? I mean, we've got all this allergen exposure. We've got nutritional deficiencies. We don't have enough omega-3s. We don't have enough vitamin D. We don't have enough folate. And now these peanut and egg allergies are 3 times higher in children that were lacking vitamin D. Plus, we need to also understand this. A lot of this stuff, like soy oil and these things and peanuts, are being injected into these children, causing a lot of these allergies, because these are being used as something that would cause an inflammation at the injection site to try to increase the antibiotic production. That's what they're doing with all of this stuff, squalene, all of this stuff. Plus, antibiotics can also contribute to food allergies. We need to realize that. Plus, genetics. You have a little bit of DNA. So what are they doing with injecting fetal DNA? Are they going to give everybody all kinds of diseases through this? Then you got obesity, you got diabetes, and, of course, you've got food proteins in vaccinations that I just mentioned a second ago. This is really, really important that people understand what this is going on. In the flu shot, all of these things may have
after eating gelatin, they should avoid a gelatin-containing vaccines. You can have yeast, you can have eggs, you can have peanut oil. All of this stuff can be used as vaccinations. So now all of a sudden this stuff gets incorporated into your body. It gets injected right by your muscle cell. Your body sees peanuts in your blood, peanut in your muscle. It produces antibodies against the peanuts that in your oil, or the soy oil. And now all of a sudden you eat peanuts, you have an immediately allergic reaction. Your body starts releasing white blood cells. It starts sending out cytokines, which are chemical messengers, causing a massive inflammation. Your throat starts to swell shut. You're like, what the heck? It may have been because you got injected with something with peanuts in it when you had your vaccines. So it all goes back to the same group of people who bring us the vaccines that are untested, by the way, on humans. Basically, they have no recourse. They can't sue these guys. They can kill you and not make any difference. And the same guys who bring us 80s Aegypti with flying hypodermic needles that can inject you that bother to die anymore when you spray them with the fog in the backyard. All of the same stuff is brought to you by these same clowns. And that's what we've got to understand. So every time you talk about these clowns, then you have all these organizations, bigot, racist. But wait a minute, it's the same group. Bigot, racist. No. You've got to be able to speak the truth. And I've told so many people this. This is what the transgender movement's all about. It's what everything's all about. It's about inversion in God's order. Guys, you know, I'm so glad I'm here talking to you guys about this because nobody talks about this stuff. I mean, really, quite frankly, I don't like talking about some of this stuff. But guys, we got to discuss it. We've got to let everybody know what's really going on. I love you guys. I really do. I had the opportunity to pray for you again today, and it's such a blessing to me to pray for you. It's a highlight of my day to pray and to do this show. It really, really is. And you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much for supporting Health Masters. Thank you so much for all the things that you do for us on a regular basis. And thank you for your prayers. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Guys, remember, greater is He who's in us than He's in the world. Always keep the faith. Always keep that light shining before men so they'll know your good deeds and glorify your Father that is in heaven. Always allow them to see that you have peace through Christ Jesus. I love you. I'll do the write-up also, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Yes, I'm here. Absolutely. Sorry about that. Absolutely, on the aspect of what Dad's saying, we really do appreciate the support. And everybody, keep your heads up, stay strong. I mean, we have to be also alert and awake of what's going on right now. A lot of stuff happening, and I'm sure we haven't seen the end of it. They're going to keep pushing these situations and these incidences to try to push their agenda the best they can and push their propaganda on the American population. So stay awake and stay frosty. Again, if you guys need anything, be sure to check us out, HealthMasters.com. The COQ10 Ubiquinol is on sale as product of the week. Unbelievably effective, bioactive form of COQ10. Great product. On sale for over 10% off right now. Check it out on the website at healthmasters.com. Again, thank you for the support. Call us if you need anything. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.